The BOE Report. Exclusive interviews.
Do the folks south of the border, do they need our natural gas?
Well, they're still importing our natural gas.
Yeah.
However, imports have decreased by virtue of the shale boom, this shale boom that's occurred the last 4 or 5 years, and America has a very large indigenous supply of shale gas. So, hey, they're still importing our gas, but it's decreasing, and I think that's only going to exacerbate in the future. And not only is the United States importing less of our Canadian gas, but the Americans are starting to penetrate our own eastern and central Canadian markets, and that's only going to exacerbate. So long story short, Josh, the traditional North American supply-demand market paradigm really has been thrown upside down by the shale boom in North America.
Yeah.
And it's a game changer,
yeah.
And we need access to new markets. It really boils down to that one sentence, new markets.
So what do you think is the best route? Do we send it to the West Coast? Do we send it to the East Coast? Where do we send the gas?
Well, I think it's a pretty foregone conclusion. We need to send it to the West Coast, and LNG exports to the Asian markets. As you know, there's a huge demand for energy in the Asian markets.
Yeah.
For natural gas, and there's a real spread between North American prices and the prices that you see in the Asian markets. So
yeah, we've heard, or at least I've heard numbers around 12, 11 bucks an MCF. Is that?
Yeah, I don't know the precise number right now, and they're going to shift, but regardless, it's safe to say that there's a nice spread right now.
Yeah.
And really, it's a race. It's a race to those markets. Obviously, Australia is a competitor. Well, they've already got the infrastructure in place, and there's a slew of potential competitors in this race to penetrate those markets. And also south of the border, the Americans stand to potentially be a very stiff competitor too, because a lot of their regasification facilities can be quickly converted over to liquefaction facilities, right?
Yeah.
And really, Canada and the West Coast, we're still sort of in that embryonic stage, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
As our infrastructure still has to be built. I mean, we've got federal approval from the NEB, but we have to get that infrastructure built. So we're starting from a systemic disadvantage, but still, there's a lot of potential there. So really, that is the future for our natural gas, is to race to that market to take advantage of some of those nice spreads and prices.
Well, I think everybody knows the potential's there. But
yeah.
The big problem is a lot of people, and there's a lot of pushback from sending a pipeline to the West Coast. And
you're talking Northern Gateway. That's
yeah.
Another conversation. There's a lot. In British Columbia, you don't see the opposition to the natural gas as you do the oil. So, I mean, Northern Gateway, totally separate conversation.
Sure.
A lot of the pipeline infrastructure is already in place, you know, from the, you know, vis-a-vis the natural gas in British Columbia. I mean, there will have to be some pipelines built from the northeast to get it to the liquefaction facilities. But by and large, it's not as controversial as the Northern Gateway pipeline.
Yeah, because the oil is scaring people a lot more, I think. But so when do you think we could start? I mean, do you have a timeline, or is there a point in time when you envision us shipping LNG overseas?
Oh, that's a tough one. Josh, I wish I had a crystal ball. I mean, it's again, it's going to be some time. I mean, these LNG projects very much parallel pipelines, not only in their sort of critical path and construction, but also in sort of the investment logic. I mean, they're long-term, and there's large capital layouts at the front end, and they take a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so really, I mean, it's going to be a few years here before, I mean, some people say 2017, 2018, and then some you'll find maybe say we won't even have it going, you know, shipping from the coast there till 2019. I don't know. I mean, that's tough to speculate, but what is not tough to speculate on is that it's going to take some time. And there's some big capital investment that has to occur at the front end here. And like a pipeline project, it's going to take some time.
Yeah. What's CAP doing to help, you know, push these pipelines through and these projects through to get the product, you know, to market?
Well, right now, I mean, with our West Coast, again, the Northern Gateway issue is much different from the LNG issue.
Sure.
By and large, it's been going with in terms of regulatory approval for the LNG facilities. I mean, we've got NEB approval, and we're also, in terms of our fiscal ask to the federal government for the next budget, we've asked, again, we're systemically disadvantaged in a few ways on the West Coast, not only due to our sort of greenfield infrastructure, but again, our fiscal ask, we've asked for the LNG facilities to be classified differently in terms of taxation. So I can give you some more information on that, but that's just going to, again, that tax reclassification will allow the facilities to be written down faster. And again, it'll really help industry in terms of getting those capital projects up and running, and it'll help mitigate some of the systemic disadvantages we have by virtue of kind of starting from scratch here.
Sure. Aaron,
Competitors.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
Okay, great.